Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he was the sixth overall pick in the 1978 draft by the Green Bay Packers. He's a Hall of Famer, of course, and he's on the call tonight. Hall of Fame game is back in 2021, and you can hear it right here on The Fan starting at 7:30. The great James Lofton. James, how are you?
So I'm going to give you guys 5 seconds to answer. Who did the Cleveland Browns select in the first round in the 1978 draft?
Clay Matthews.
3, 2, 1.
Got Clay Matthews.
Ozzie Newsom.
Ozzie.
Tight end, Alabama.
Oh, 75. I thought you were saying your draft. My bad.
78.
78.
And Clay was not the 75 draft.
No.
Clay was older. I thought you said 78. Yes. Clay. Yeah. Clay. Right. Okay.
You know what? You know, repeat the question, stall for time. That's what you did.
And, of course, the first pick of that draft. Man, there were so many good players in that draft. Earl Campbell was the first overall pick. My
Art
God.
Good defensive lineman.
Right. Yeah, a lot of really
Terry good Miller from, I think, Oklahoma or Oklahoma State went to the Buffalo Bills right before me in the draft. Hmm. But you know what's crazy? And people will ask me about that draft and what were you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no ESPN. There's no national coverage of the draft, really.
Right.
I got a call that morning, and then after that I went to class, and after that I went to track practice. And it was, you know, I didn't have to buy a fancy suit or fly anywhere or do anything.
Yeah, so, or hug the commissioner. You didn't have to hug the commissioner.
I didn't have to hug Pete Rozelle.
Man, how times have changed, James.
Yeah,
I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yep. Well, it's good to have the Hall of Fame game back. Obviously, we won't see, as I like to call him, little Benny Roethlisberger on the field tonight because this is Cleveland. No Dak Prescott either. Let's start there, James. How concerned are you? You know, obviously, Dak's coming back from this devastating injury last year. Now he's got some shoulder soreness. I mean, he's probably not playing in the Hall of Fame game anyway. But if you're a Cowboys fan, how concerned would you be about Dak right now?
Well, like for both teams, and I've been reading about Ben throws, a full day, then a half day, then he has a day off. And so for Dak, who wanted to get everything up to full speed and kind of he might have just overdone it a little bit, I know as a receiver you'd go in, you'd have sore legs, and you know you would kind of just work through that. And the thing that amazes me, I was at Chargers camp, the Los Angeles Chargers, because I live out on the West Coast.
Right.
And for them, you know, one practice a day. And
it's crazy.
Going, well, what else do they – what do the rest of the day? It must be extremely boring for the players. But, you know, they have a walkthrough later. But so when you have two practices for two-plus hours, that's the focus of the day. Now it's meetings, installations, and lifting a little bit of weight here and there. So it's a lot different.
James, you think that has changed the game in a negative way?
Well, I think that games change, period. And you look at, I'll take our three major sports, basketball, baseball, football, all look a lot different now than they did in the 80s. They didn't look different than they did now. I was watching sports highlights of Arizona State for some reason. I don't know what channel I was watching, but they were showing a game from the 80s. And then they showed a game from the 90s, and then they showed a more recent game with Brock Osweiler against Nick Foles. And even some of those clips look old. So I think we get spoiled with the Technicolor and the all that, because you go back and you look at some of the grainy color stuff, and it looks really bad. You go back and you look at some of the black and white stuff, and you go, that looks bad. But I'll give you two players who could exist in today's game, and you could substitute them for maybe the two running backs that the Cleveland Browns have right now, Marion Motley and Jim Brown.
Hard to argue that.
That would be, you'd go, well, that's a pretty good pair right there. You got a pretty good pair right now with the Browns.
You know, it's funny, you think about great running backs, and we'll talk about Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, who ran for a second, mm-hmm. and some great old Browns running backs. I was having a debate with my partner here was off, and I was talking with the guy who was filling in, and he's a younger guy, and I was debating with him about Bo Jackson, and I said, if you just look at Bo Jackson's stats, you have no idea what this guy was, what he could have been if he were healthy and had only played football. To me, maybe I'm crazy because he didn't play that much. I think he's one of the 10 greatest running backs I've ever seen. Is that going too far? James.
You're going talent-wise.
Talent-wise, so, yes. Talent, so, not production, obviously, but talent-wise.
I had the opportunity during the course of my career
to
play with Marcus Allen with the LA Raiders, to play with Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
I played 10 games at the end of my career with the Eagles, and I played with Herschel Walker. Mm. And then I played four seasons with Thurman Thomas.
Yeah. Wow.
So three Hall of Famers and one all-world guy in Bo Jackson. And I will tell you this, Bo, the first couple of days he was at practice, might have been the very first day, they installed a couple of plays just for Bo, and they were called sweep right and sweep left. We didn't want to, you know, muddy all the terminology. So the first team offense had gone. I'm standing there with Marcus Allen behind the line. And I was on the USA track team when I was in college. And so I've seen a lot of fast people. I've seen world-class sprinters and this and that. And the Raiders had a ton of fast guys. We ran sweep right to Bo Jackson. And I think it was about the ninth play of practice, his very first play. I don't think I've ever seen anybody that large run that fast. Mm. And I jokingly turned and looked at Marcus, and I go, there goes your job. He was incredible, and you remember the big runs against the Seattle Seahawks on Monday Night Football.
Yep,
he had speed and power. He wasn't a make you miss guy,
right?
But he was a make you miss, because once he ran over you, you'd almost try and get out of the way if you were in the secondary.
Yeah, I mean, he was amazing. James, I wanted to ask you about another Hall of Famer that coached you, and that's Tom Flores, of course, who was going into the Hall of Fame in this 2000-2001 combined induction. You know, we've had him on before. It's been a while, but what are your thoughts on him finally getting into the Hall?
Well, and Tom Flores, if you take a look at Hispanics playing football, and, you know, he is so funny when you get to know Tom. Because he talks about being the first Hispanic quarterback and then being the first Hispanic coach. And he goes, I had no idea I was all of that. I thought I was just Mexican. And when he said that, it's a little different. We were out there, people just died laughing. Well-deserved. I got a chance to play under him when I first went to the L.A. Raiders. And just so understated. Worked so well with Al Davis. And, you know, just a testimony to a lifelong football person, you know, backup quarterback with the Bills, quarterback with the Raiders. You know, it's a well-deserved honor. You know, sometimes you look at the coaches and you go, why did it take so long? Yeah. Sometimes it just does.
James, let's go back to the Browns here for just a minute. You mentioned Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. Are these two running backs the best tandem in football right now?
I think they are the most productive. And if you were to look at him, Kareem Hunt was obviously a running back number one when he was with the Kansas City Chiefs. And so now you got a 1A and a 1B. And I was doing a Browns game, I believe it was in 1919, and I said the same thing about the two receivers, Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. It's a 1A and a 1B. Yeah. It's really hard to separate those skill levels. And when I was coaching, I got a chance to coach with the Chargers. And, you know, that's when, you know, the the one receiver, the two receiver, and the three receiver came in. And I pointed at one of the kids in training camp. We were in a meeting, and I said, you're the fifth receiver on our roster, right? He goes, yes, coach, yes. I go, no, you're not. Everybody in here is the number one receiver when the ball's thrown to you. That's the way that you have to approach the game. And that's when guys get to become successful. So at the end of the season, it doesn't matter if you caught 85 passes or 115 or if you caught 65, if you helped your team win games. And that's what you're looking at. And so for Cleveland, the measurables are going to be tough because how do you spread the ball around with so many talented people? You spread it around with so many talented people to win games.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking with Hall of Famer James Lofton. He'll be on the call tonight of the Hall of Fame game, Steelers-Cowboys. Specifically on Nick Chubb, you know, you mentioned Marion Motley and Jim Brown could play in this era. Well, yeah. Nick Chubb could play in any era too, don't you think, James? I mean, he's such a throwback guy.
He could.
I'm so happy he got paid.
I would love to see him in an old uniform.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the long sleeves?
Like a Marion Motley uniform, yeah. And with the knee pads that aren't 2 inches above the knees but are 4 inches below the knees.
Actually and covered the knees.
Some big hip pads and a single bar helmet. And just running over people.
So, give him a neck roll, too, while you're at it.
Yeah. Well, see, neck rolls, see, that's advanced. That's all the way up into the 70s and 80s. You know, we're talking about Marion Motley is just, you know, an iconic
way back when.
Figure in football history. Old number 76.
No doubt. Hey, let's talk about tonight's game here for a minute, and Big Ben specifically. I know he's not going to play in the game, but he's apparently leaned out a little bit, and he says he's in the best shape of his career. Do you buy that?
He could feel like it, and you know there are always improvements that people can go through. So there are some things that he probably couldn't do when he was 23 that he can do differently at 38. 39, approaching 39.
Something like that.
And if you're looking down the road to Florida, they've got a guy who's 56 years old playing quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So
that's right.
You can scratch the age off behind the quarterback and just say, is he effective? And, you know, they couldn't run the ball last year, and they had to move it throwing the ball, and they threw it exceptionally well. But they didn't throw it for big chunks of yards like they did with Antonio Brown. And I think for the Pittsburgh Steelers, that's something that they would like to get back to, pushing the ball further down the field. So I'm going to be interested to see if they do that with Rudolph and Haskins tonight.
James Lofton, Hall of Famer with us on the call in Westwood One tonight. Hall of Fame game starting at 7:30 right here on the Fan along with Scott Graham. James, when you look at Baker Mayfield, obviously his path has been interesting. He had a good rookie year, big dip in year two, and then a big jump in year three, especially the back two-thirds. Made a lot of big plays down the stretch. Where are you with Baker? Are you all in on him? You think he's got more to prove? What do you think?
Well, the all-in gamble is, do we make these guys a $40 million a year quarterback?
And
for the position, that's about what it costs. So you just have to you make that leap and you say, if this is our guy, you don't think about the money because we're not writing a check. We're just all envious of the guy getting a check. And you just ride with him. And I think Baker has done that. He's using the personnel that's around him. They are, you know, scripting the plays correctly. You know, you're going to lose Kevin Stefanski, but somebody else can come in here and call some plays that for this talented group of players.
James, being a former wide receiver yourself, I'm curious your take on Odell Beckham Jr.
I'm still a wide receiver. I'm just very old.
What do you think of Odell?
You know what? I really like his skill set. He's explosive in and out of the breaks. He's courageous. He's very feisty at times. You remember some of the late hits that he would have on defensive backs and get involved in shoving matches. So he's not a guy who's afraid to go in and get his nose a little bloody. And I really like that about him. You know, we see the flash. I was at the game when he caught the ball with the one hand on Sunday Night Football, and it was a tremendous catch. We do see a lot of one-hand catches, but it was the stage that it was on that catapulted him. But you have to look at his total body of work, and when he's healthy, he's one of the outstanding receivers in the league.
Yeah, it's interesting, James, because you know, if you ask me, like, I'll take – like, obviously Odell, when he's perfectly healthy and playing his best, is a more skilled receiver than Jarvis Landry. But not, I know that Jarvis is going to be there every week.
Not by much. They are equals.
Yeah.
When you throw on the ball, they're both going to come up with it. They're both going to make tremendous catches. Mm-hmm. You know, Jarvis earned his money playing in the slot down in Miami. And, you know, that slot receiver is a guy who gets bloodied a lot. And Jarvis is a guy who just pops up. So, you know, Odell, he's had a couple of injuries, but I wouldn't count him out by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, no doubt. We're all hopeful that he can stay healthy this year because the talent on this offense, we talked about the running backs already. They got a solid group of tight ends and an excellent offensive line. And for the first time in forever, James, you have consistency in Cleveland. Everybody's back, coaching staff, the whole starting lineup. It's all the same on offense.
Well, you know, that always helps. And the thing I look at when I'm doing games and I'm charting my board and say it's week 11 or something like that, I'm looking along that offensive line, and do I have guys who have played 10 out of 10 games? Sometimes you'll get somebody who's played 10, then you get a guy who's played 10 and had two starts, and you get a guy over here playing right guard, and he's played six games and had one start. And that's when you know that the things are starting to dissipate for a team, when they can't keep their offensive line healthy.
All right, everybody watch the game, or more importantly, listen to the game right here on The Fan. Of course, courtesy of Westwood One. James Lofton, it'll be Scott Graham tonight, 7:30. Football is back, Cowboys
and
Steelers. James, we appreciate the time so much. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. Thanks.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.